Now, I've spoken about knowing, feeling, and willing in relation to the Buddha, but what about the Dharma and the Sangha? Well, the same principles hold good with regard to them also. There's such a thing we know very well as intellectual or academic study of the Dharma. That is to say, a study of the Dharma that is without any feeling for the Dharma, much less still any willing to embody the Dharma in one's own life. And quite a number of people just remain on this level. And some of the people who remain on this level, perhaps with a very good intellectual or academic knowledge of the Dharma, of a sort, write books about it. So it's very important that we should be able to distinguish books which are merely informative, which are written just by academics about the Dharma, distinguish these from books which are written by people who don't just have knowledge of the Dharma, but also have feeling for the Dharma. Sometimes the difference is pretty obvious. In the old days, years ago, when people wrote books about Buddhism who were quite hostile to Buddhism, yes, they had feelings about the Dharma, but they were very negative feelings, and those sometimes found very overt expression, you know, in their books. So yes, we need to have an intellectual, even an academic, knowledge of the Dharma. I certainly don't wish to depreciate that. But in addition to knowledge of the Dharma, we must have a feeling for the Dharma. And when we have that feeling for the Dharma, then there comes real interest in study, Dharma study, real enthusiasm for study. And finally, of course, when the will comes into play, we will want to will the Dharma in our own lives. We will want to make it operative in our own lives. We will want to practice the precepts. We will want to meditate, and so on.